Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fun with Flame. I am your host, Daniel the Flame, and this is going to be my review of The Suicide Squad. Why didn't they call it Suicide Squad 2? I don't know. Stupid people do stupid things sometimes, but that has to be one of the stupidest, especially considering that it is a fucking tried and true proven fact that essentially more movies create more buzz when they have a 2 attached to it, whether you call it Chapter 2, Part 2, or the sequel, anything like that. It generally gets in, but it puts more seats, put more butts in the seats, really. And then considering everything that's going on in the world today, that also would hinder a lot of stuff. Because before I get into review, just like, hey, it sucks what's happening with Suicide Squad, because I personally believe that it is a good movie. But yeah, I mean, Rona is a bitch. And realistically, with the new variation and a lot of people getting scared from a lot more other shit, hey, stuff happens. Shit happens. But the movie is still a really good movie. I generally would say like to go see it. But I believe that something that would definitely hinder it rather than actually make it better is the fact that the movie decided to call itself The Suicide Squad, which is really fucking stupid. Calling the Suicide Squad 2 would have literally did absolutely nothing. It would have not have harmed it. It would have generally helped it far more than it would have did anything else. Calling it The under some pretentious pretext of this being some little reboot or an FU towards the original or just a overhaul of the entire genre. Well, not the entire genre, but the franchise of the Suicide Squad concept movies. Just stupid. Like, it's really stupid. Because then it's like, what are you going to call the next movie? The Suicide Squad Returns? Stupid shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just fucking stupid. The best course of action would be for you to sit there and call it, hey, Suicide Squad 3. And it was like, and that would just help you out immensely. But considering the box office numbers, I don't even know if that's going to be possible. So, let's get into it. This movie is really, really good. I urge you, watch any way you can. I don't care how. I'm not going to tell you how I watched it. I went to the theaters, but just watch it. I actually generally enjoyed myself. The acting in this movie is amazing. And no, by in no way, shape, or form should you fucking compare this movie to the first Suicide Squad movie. Why shouldn't you? Well, considering the fact that they don't want to call it a direct sequel when they should, it really doesn't act like a direct sequel. It kind of has a vague concept of the original cast, with introducing Harley Quinn, Captain Boomerang, and Rick Flag, and Amanda Waller. Other than that, fuck it. You know, brand new characters, brand new cast, a whole different concept of a mission, basically the R rating allowing for all the blood and everything to happen within the movie, and an overall term of the script. Well, not an overall of the script, but more so a far more funnier, lighthearted yet gory concept of a movie, far outpacing the dark toned and dark concept movie that basically had small little snippets here and there that would be perceived as comedy, which basically offset the very serious tone and very serious nature of what the movie was trying to go for, aside from the fact that basically once the studio edited it the way that they did in order to give this up pop beat of a movie in order to try and fit more closer to MCU-esque kind of superhero movies, it really played against it in the original. But for The Suicide Squad, the way how the movie itself was, with the colorful set pieces, the fact that they did shit during the daytime, the fact that you basically saw these characters in very well-developed and well-rounded settings, gave it a much-needed breath of fresh air, which allowed for amazing character development, which also allowed for the story to be incredibly simplistic, because you kind of don't really need to get any deeper than just the fact that the Suicide Squad is meant to go onto a suicide mission, and that's the end of it. That's generally their entire purpose. So you don't deviate from that. You give you some characters that you basically can watch, even though you know they're bad guys, still actually like. Then you got yourself a good fucking Suicide Squad movie. That's just really the only thing that you need to shoot for. And honestly, I felt that this movie was actually really good. I enjoyed the jokes in this movie. I did not feel that a lot of them were hit or misses. I generally laughed at everything. I enjoy James Gunn content. I like the first and second Guardians of the Galaxy, and honestly, I consider them the far superior MCU movies than a lot of the other ones. The dude knows how to do movies. The man knows how to get in a good fucking soundtrack. He knows how to showcase character development. James Gunn is a really good director. So, needless to say, I was kind of skeptical with Suicide Squad, with it being R-rated and shit like that. But it turned out fine. Like, honestly, I felt that it was good. Going into the characters, now having Bloodsport instead of Deadshot was... it was one of the things is like, as soon as I heard that Will Smith decided not to be in the movie, I was like, I was like, you could bet money that this movie was obviously going to be a much better crafted movie than the first Suicide Squad movie, considering the fact that, hey, the studio finally nutted up and allowed the director to do whatever he needed to do in order to get the movie out, and then also they didn't constrict or refrain anything by just adding in a bunch of comic book characters in order to sit there and go, ooh, you know who this is? You know who that is? And then not really giving them anything to go for after that. Like, the concept of Katana from the first movie, fucking stupid. Like, you didn't need to have Katana in the first movie, but they did, and she was completely pointless. But she was in there, and then it's like, hey, you know her from the comics? And it was like, fucking stupid. But that's just how DC works. And like I was trying to say earlier, like, you really don't want to compare this movie to the original. If you know what all happened with the original, then by all means, don't compare it. But if you don't, if, you know, and it's like you want to sit there and try to compare and contrast, then these movies are greatly different in concept, theme, tone, and overall even jokes, if you will. But that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that. And that, I believe, is like a big takeaway that a lot of people probably would overlook. The first Suicide Squad movie was met with a bunch of negative results, which would have fans kind of not really want to get into it. Hell, I heard a bunch of people saying, well, with the MCU crossover, that meaning James Gunn directing this, for some reason, that should be a huge positive and should draw in the MCU crowd. And I thought that was the dumbest fucking thing I ever heard. Why would you assume that that is an MCU crossover? Having a director who worked on an MCU movie does not entail that this movie would enthrall fans of the MCU to want to come and see it. That's fucking idiotic. No, this should enthrall DC fans to want to see something. And if anything, people who enjoy the Suicide Squad or different characters associated with the Suicide Squad, to be more immersed in actually doing something with this movie. I believe that a huge problem with this is the fact that the villains that they had in this Suicide Squad movie aren't known villains. I mean, realistically, the original Suicide Squad movie had a good string of characters that showcased it in it. You had the appearance of Joker being a big driving force behind everything. You had Harley Quinn, who is an incredibly popular Batman villain. You had Killer Croc, who is a Batman villain. You had Deadshot, who is a Batman villain. I'm pretty sure Deadshot probably originated from something else. I'm not sure. I don't care, but I know for a fact that Deadshot is usually associated with Batman at this day and age. But then you had Captain Boomerang, who's a goddamn Flash villain. These are characters and villains that people know about. And if you were to associate far more high-tier villains, I'm pretty sure you would have got a better response from people actually wanting to look at said movie. Because it's not like having things like King Shark, Peacemaker, Bloodsport, and whatnot wasn't a bad decision. By all means, I fell in love with the characters after watching the movie. I could care less about reading up on them or looking anything further, because that they're not that interesting. And it's like, hey, they're not associated with Batman or any other well-known villain. So I honestly don't care. What I got in the movie is really all I need. So that, like I said, if they would have had possibly a better diverse cast from someone's rose gallery, yeah, sure. Showcase Lex Luthor giving them shit. Showcase some other big-time villain known for interacting or doing something with the Suicide Squad up here, or do something else, just to get some type of buzz going within the comic book community. Just taking a character and showcasing a character in a movie is not enough to get asses in the seats. There have been way too many superhero shit out to allow or to assume that just because something is associated with superheroes, it's going to gain a bunch of buzz and a big time press brought onto it. Don't fall into the fucking hype, seriously. But this is something that movie generally did. It kind of fell into that hype, and it honestly shouldn't have. But I'm not trying to down it, but it's like there are considerable flaws with this movie and the presentation of said movie, and which I can understand why it would have such a low box office offering. But realistically, the movie probably shouldn't have, because it's actually a really good fucking movie. Now, them handling Starro, the Destroyer, and things like that, it could have been worked better. It should have been done better. It should just stick to what the comic book stuff is, and honestly, you'll be fine. But I'm not going to say that it didn't make the movie bad or anything like that. It was like it was a nice little thing that they had going on. If anything, I was more so confused with the script itself, just kind of having this huge emphasis on child murderers. Like, there's a big emphasis on child murderers, or like things of people killing children within this movie, as you hear it quoted multiple times. When people just say killing kids, or like children, like you killed children, you murdered children, that's too much. And like I just thought it was weird, as if you have all these people who essentially are okay with killing, but as soon as you introduced or talked about the fact that kids are dying, that's when you cross the fucking line. Even at the point where Amanda Waller, in all retrespect, should have been about to blow all the Suicide Squad people heads off, because they didn't figure out a way or tried to stop the bombs in the back of their head when they were trying to save everyone, which honestly should have been something that happened in the crosshairs or whatever. But, you know, that should have been like a subplot thing going on, of like one of them still trying to figure out a way to get the bomb out the back of their neck and possibly escape something. But, you know, it was like having that all go along, and then her basically threatening to kill them, and in order for basically the wrong person to knock her out, it definitely should have been the guy that really was the one confronting and constantly questioning her actions throughout the movie, but instead they had some random bitch do it. It just seemed weird that the movie itself tried to put an emphasis on the fact that these people know and work for Amanda Waller, who does what she does for the country and the greater good. But then as soon as the concept of, hey, this thing is killing a bunch of people, and there's kids there, that's when they drew the line. But they were totally fine with the murdering of all these innocent people beforehand. But now there's a problem. So weird, silly shit like that clearly was like big holes and problems within the story. And it's just the emphasis on the whole, like, you know, they're killing kids. Like, that's that being a line with these characters. It was just, that was odd for me. But not something that ruined the movie or anything like that. Now, as far as acting goes, fantastic cast. Everyone did their shit perfectly. Totally understandable why it's getting such high praise. Idris Elba and John Cena worked off each other perfectly. Like, these dudes have fantastic chemistry. You'd wish they just had a string of movies where they just played those characters over and over again. Just these two big jock alpha male niggas just constantly one-upping each other, or trying to prove that one is the better of the other one. Stupid, fun, like just wholesome, nice shit. And then considering the offset of these ridiculous deadpan deliveries from John Cena, and then Idris Elba just kind of getting out of what you would expect his character to be. Realistically, he was kind of an anti-Will Smith Deadshot. And that's cool. It was like, as Deadshot said his little quirky things, but he was serious most of the time, but he would still make light and make jokes. Idris Elba basically was far more sillier and whimsical. Not whimsical is a bad word. Whimsical is a very, not the right word. He was a serious character as well as a proven leader, but he was not someone who just anteed up to the role, much like Will Smith's character as Deadshot. He's someone who basically was forced onto the role, and then he himself was kind of against the concept of being the leader. And you basically had a bunch of the characters almost immediately warm up to him without him having any type of real challenge to get them to follow him. They just kind of did it, you know? unlike with Will Smith's character, who essentially went through multiple things throughout the movie, which proved or gave everyone reason to kind of want to follow him. When they did the animated Suicide Squad movie, the first one, obviously, the good one, Assault on Arkham, having that conflict between Captain Boomerang and Deadshot, where basically both of them keep trying to eye up and get become the head honcho of the group, and then Deadshot always coming out ahead, was something that was like, you kind of wish that happened in here, in this movie, or even on the original Suicide Squad movie, but you kind of got the feel of Will Smith kind of earning the trust of everyone within the first Suicide Squad movie, while Idris Elba was just told, you're supposed to be the leader, and then he was put in a group of people who essentially just allowed him to be the leader. So that kind of is something that went on that just really don't know how else you could have possibly tackled it, considering how the movie was, and then how Idris Elba's character was. It honestly fit, considering that he wasn't more so as serious or as tough as Will Smith's character was supposed to be. And, you know, they're two different people, you know, just because black guy doesn't mean that, like, the black guy's supposed to be acting like the same black guy from the last movie. No, like, they're two separate characters. And I like the fact that Idris Elba brought this nice little comedic aspect to this character who's otherwise supposedly just a serious straight shooter, but would just do a lot of quirky and funny things, being afraid of rats and screaming when you see them, freaking out over small little things, and then clapping back with different little one-liners and jokes and things like that, even to the point of him like outwardly saying something against what is being shown, something you would expect a typical person of his position to do. And then afterwards kind of reneging on that fact and more so being like, damn, he's right. You know, and it was like being like, you know, like that wasn't impressive. And it was like, yeah, it was. And he'd be like, yeah, it was. And like small shit like that made his character very endearing and honestly a breath of fresh air, considering that you don't get characters like that. So it was really good. It was really good. And again, I can't help but say, like, everyone was doing fantastic and playing like their perspective role, and just how funny and how silly and goofy and shit each character was supposed to be, as well as the serious and nice little tones that they had when they were meant to be serious and whatnot. Why the Rat Girl stood on top of the car holding her little scepter thing in plain view of the alien while she just was controlling the rats kind of slowly, I have no idea. She could have been inside of a building hiding or something like that and still been able to do what she was doing. But far be it for me to tell you how a movie should go, or logic or anything like that. But the movie itself was actually really good and really enjoyable. So it was a nice movie. It was a really funny and really good movie to see. I'm pretty sure you would see, like, you know, people got their own taste and whatnot going into anything, and like, hey, it's a fucking superhero movie, so obviously it's, you know, people are gonna talk. But I would say that my prediction was essentially correct. I previously predicted the fact that a lot of people would compare this to the first Suicide Squad movie, which a lot of reviewers and whatnot did. But considering the overall change in tone of the movie, it's not that much to compare to. They're literally, it kind of owns up to the fact that it is called The Suicide Squad. They literally bring their own, it's a whole other movie. It really isn't a sequel. It really is not a sequel. It's like the concept is the sequel of that same concept, but this isn't really a sequel. So, and it's like that's understandable as to why that aspect would be put in there, or why people don't really try to compare this movie to the first one. But the fact that it doesn't itself kind of promote itself or even try to play out as a sequel, as an overall sequel, is a big hindrance. I saw a review when someone was like, the part of Harley Quinn being with the president of the country that they were in, more so was like a really a big old waste of time. It was a nice little montage that led up to something, but it was one of those things where essentially it's meant to throw you off guard for what they do eventually. And that's generally what it is, and that's what it's used for. But I would have liked it if they did more things the way they mentioned more stuff of the Joker. And I was like, hey, sue me. Sue me. Again, that was a huge selling point and a really enjoyable aspect of the original Suicide Squad. Let's not pretend that people didn't go fucking crazy when they showed that damn trailer at Comic-Con. They fucking did. Even though Jared Leto's Joker was essentially dismissed as soon as that fucking picture got spread out everywhere, when they did show his ass at the Comic-Con, people lost their fucking minds. That trailer was cool. I still enjoyed that trailer. Like, I think the original Suicide Squad trailer was a testament to what that movie could have been than what it actually was. Sad as that is, that's, your trailers are awesome. I mean, look at the original trailer of the New Mutants compared to what the New Mutants actually became. Totally fucking different movie. And honestly, you wish they would have just made that fucking movie. But far be it for me to tell you how you release your movies. Fucking, man. But That again was a huge selling point, and then there were a lot of names that you could add faces to that had a huge fan bases and just something that regular blokes could put a face and a name to, Goff not, and then be able to tell that that's a character they kinda want to see. I was upset at the fact that in the beginning of Suicide Squad they killed Captain Boomerang, and they do nothing to justify this or bring him back, or hell, I wanted it to be where his ass got away or something. A lot of people kind of blow over this, but it's like Captain Boomerang is an incredibly important, very well-known character. And then considering that they're doing a Flash movie, I would like to think with him being out, that can give leeway to other Flash shit that could possibly happen. Captain Boomerang being around and out in the ether somewhere, even though he might not be important to the Flashpoint movie that they're going to do, would still be a nice little thing to think about, you know, whether he pops up here or there or appears in the third Flash movie if they make one or anything like that. Still nice little sentiment, but, you know, whatever. They killed him. And I was like, oh, I wish they didn't do that. But again, that was one of the few actual well-known characters that the movie itself should either focused on or kept or do something like that with, because aside from Harley Quinn and Rick Flagg, who was a guy coming back from the original Suicide Squad movie, everybody else was brand new. And that doesn't bode well, because they were all low tier villains whom essentially no one really knew anything about. And honestly, I just would have liked it if they had far more recognizable villains, because I feel that that would have gave them some type of pertinence. Even Killer Croc on the first Suicide Squad movie, a lot of Batman fans know who Killer Croc is. And some people might not register as them like a A-tier villain or anything like that, but he is a big-time Batman villain. So they could have did better with that aspect in their villain choices. If they would have had just two more high tier villains or something like that, that just could have been involved or been a part of whatever was going on, and they kind of promoted that along with the movie as well, then now you got something. You know, like it probably would have just got more asses into the seats. And I just really wish that they would have tried better with something like that, considering the fact that this movie itself was actually done really well with the characters that they had and whatever and everything that they got. I personally would like to buy it. And by all means, trust me when I say that that's kind of a high fucking bar to get to in movie-wise, especially for the superhero genre shit as of now. So it is a really good and enjoyable movie, and I urge you to go see it. But what happened is what happened. It is what it is, and ain't nothing anybody gonna do about it. There's nothing I'm never gonna do about it. So that's all that is with that. But really good movie. Really in an amazing fucking soundtrack. An amazing soundtrack of much better than the first one. And here I go comparing it to the first one again. But much better in terms of the originality behind the soundtrack. If anything that I would say I would change differently is that, and I know this is a sin, but I'm just a gigolo song that Harley Quinn, that they had playing where Harley Quinn was doing her little breakout scene. I personally like David Lee Roth version of that song. I know. I just like his version of that song. Okay, The original version, it's fine, but I prefer David Lee Roth. Just fight me, all right? It's like, fight me, goddammit. And hearing the original, I understood, hey, it's James Gunn. And, you know, '80s, '70s, whatever music, you know, older type stuff, original shit. Yeah, that's his forte all the way through. But again, solid song. Perfect song. Like, fantastic song. I was like, oh, I just, when it came on, I was like, this isn't going to be David Lee Roth. And then I heard the little upbeat and I was like, yep, that's not, this isn't it. And I was like, but still good song. I know all the words though, but that's my only problem. That's my only problem. But yeah. So The Suicide Squad, I was about to say Suicide Squad, but yeah, The Suicide Squad. Really interesting, really funny, really good movie. Definitely worth the watch. I plan on buying it when it comes out. It's an amazing movie. It's definitely something that's good. I do hope that essentially it can make enough to where it can warrant a sequel, or that it can warrant another movie that basically would have the exact same feel. I would just love if they did more with other villains, or if someone finally nutted up and allowed Jared Leto to come back as Joker. It wouldn't be bad. It really wouldn't. But that's all I wanted to talk about. So this has been another episode of Fun with Flame. I've been your host, Daniel the Flame. And as always, good people, hope you have fun.